Let Us Know What's Left Unsaid says it all with Ashley and Olivia. On today's episode, we're going to talk about friendship, the ones you surround yourself with that are good for your soul.
Okay, so basically, me and Olivia became friends when we were in seventh grade. I was the new girl, and I got sat next to her in English class, and I was like, I just remember thinking like, okay, she looks kind of mean. I was like the RBF was RBF, and I was just like kind of scared. And then a month into it, we started to have like little small conversations. I remember like this one time we were like talking because it was coming, my birthday's in September. She was like, so what are you gonna do for your birthday? And I was like, I don't know yet. She was like, here. So she like planned it out herself. And then I was like, well, shoot, I kind of have to invite her. I was like, should I invite her? Like, I was like, I don't know if it's like weird or not to invite her, but like she like made it up. So I invited you, and then it was like really fun. So we went to like the haunted house, the library. But that's how we became friends. She's like my best.
I remember Ashley was the new girl in middle school and being so nervous to talk to her. We sat by each other in English class, and after a few weeks of us getting to know each other, we started having small conversations. Weeks passed, and it was like September, and Ashley told me that her birthday was coming up, so I obviously had to help her plan for it. A few weeks later, she invited me to it. Ever since then, we've been so close and have shared so many memories.
Inseparable. Like, we've been best friends for forever, and it's like junior year going into senior year. And it's crazy because we've never had a fallout. Like, we've always, like, been together.
Besides that one time in middle school.
In middle school when...
Someone in particular.
Yeah, a little rat.
Had to come between, like, a little friendship.
Yeah, sorry. That, like, lasted for, like, not even long, right?
I really wouldn't even call that, like, an argument or, like, a fallout. Because we, like, still talked to each other.
We were just, like... As close.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, weird. Like, yeah. How it would go. We've definitely, like, learned so much from each other.
Yeah.
We both, like, listen very well to each other. I just love listening and, like, helping. And I know you do, too.
Yeah. And then we're, like, so, like, we just, like, know each other, like, so well because we can just, like, sit in silence on our phone and not even, like, talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it would just...
Because we just know, like, our boundaries of, like, I know when she's mad, bro. Like, I know when she does not want anyone to talk to her. Sometimes I'll push it and, like, I'll just be annoying. But, like, that's just me. But, like, we know when to, like, not talk to each other. Like, we're not to push each other to the... Because that's how this friendship has lasted so long.
Yeah. And then, like... We're both there for each other and always will talk to each other and talk things out. And that's also how our friendship has lasted because we always talk things out. And we're always there for each other. Yeah. I'm here with the automotive class. And today we're going to ask these two gentlemen their idea of friendship. So what is your guys' idea of friendship?
Why it's a good buddy. I met him in here. We've been getting close.
Yeah. We actually had each other added on Snapchat for like a long time. I didn't know it.
Yeah, had no idea until we got in here. I had him on Snapchat for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Would you guys say this is a lifelong friendship?
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
Have you guys learned a lot about friendship in this class?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends in here now.
Thank you so much. Friendship is like one of the most important things in life, and it's always good to have someone at the end of the day, and Ashley is one of those people that I can always run to at the end of the day. Friends are always there for each other, and Ashley is always a friend that's been like that. She's always there for me and shown kindness for me no matter what.
Much love for Olivia. She's like always like the someone, like if you call her, she like immediately will pick up. Like it'll be like 3 a.m, she'll pick up. One time I remember she was at my house, and I think one of her old friends called her. It was like in the middle of the night, and she like picked up. She's like, like, it's just so crazy to me. But I just always know, like, how to talk to her, and I have so much love and appreciation for her, and I'm so happy to have her in my life.
Thank you for listening to What's Left Unsaid Says It All by Ashley and Olivia. We hope you enjoy listening to how we became friends. See you in the next one.